Listening Library presents Messenger by Lois Lowry. Read for you by David Morse. Chapter 1. Maddie was impatient to have the supper preparations over and done with. He wanted to cook, eat, and be gone. He wished he were grown so that he could decide when to eat or whether to bother eating at all. There was something he needed to do, a thing that scared him. Waiting just made it worse. Maddie was no longer a boy, but not yet a man. Sometimes, standing outside the home place, he measured himself against the window. Once he had stood only to its sill, his forehead there, pressing into the wood, but now he was so tall he could see inside without effort. Or, moving back in the high grass, he could see himself reflected in the glass pane. His face was becoming manly, he thought, though childishly he still enjoyed making scowls and frowns at his own reflection. His voice was deepening. He lived with the blind man, the one they called Seer, and helped him. He cleaned the home place, though cleaning bored him. The man said it was necessary. So Maddie swept the wooden floor each day and straightened the bed covers, neatly on the man's bed, with haphazard indifference on his own, in the room next to the kitchen. They shared the cooking. The man laughed at Maddie's concoctions and tried to teach him, but Maddie was impatient and didn't care about the subtlety of herbs. "We can just put it all together in the pot," Maddie insisted. "It all goes together in our bellies anyway." It was a long-standing and friendly argument. Seer chuckled. "Smell this," he said, and held out the pale green shoot that he'd been chopping. Maddie sniffed dutifully. "Onion," he said, and shrugged. "We can just throw it in."